This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some terrific fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer lakes, and we also have information regarding the proposed waterfowl seasons for 2011, along with one big question surrounding this issue. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, the seasons have been announced, or at least proposed seasons, for the 2011 duck and waterfowl seasons here in Illinois, and there is one big question surrounding this. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources Division of Wildlife is recommending duck and goose season dates and waterfowl zone lines for the next 5 years. The proposals were developed based on an extensive review of scientific data, waterfowl hunter surveys and comments, and survey results following the series of public open house meetings last month. The proposals will be reviewed by the DNR's advisory board on July 13th at IDNR headquarters in Springfield, and this meeting is open to the public. Now, the DNR's five-year proposal, which is predicated upon approval by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service of an option to for Illinois to add a fourth waterfowl zone, includes a four-zone configuration, including north, central, south central, and south zones. They're recommending no change in the zone line between the north and central zones, no change in the zone line between the north and central zones in western Illinois, or northeast Illinois, that is, and use of the pre-2006 zone line between the central and south zones in southwest Illinois. The new zone lines will make provisions for the proposed south central and south zones. The proposal also includes a 60-day duck season in all zones and an 85-day Canada goose season in the north and central zones and 66-day Canada goose seasons in the south central and south zones. Now, the big question here is we've never had a fourth zone. Attempts to bring this about has never been successful, but everything that DNR is proposing includes a fourth zone. We don't know what will happen if they go back to three zones, if the Fish and Wildlife Service only allows three zones. Now, in the central zone, the special youth duck hunt, if approved, will be October 15th and 16th, and the waterfowl season will be, or the duck season will be October 22nd through December 20th. In the new south central zone, if approved, the youth hunt will be November 5th and 6th, with the duck season November 12th through January 10th. In the south zone, the youth duck hunt will be November 12th and 13th, with the duck season running from November 24th through January 22nd. Now, in the central zone, where some of the changes are, the zone line will be that portion of the state south of the north zone line to a line extending west from the Indiana border along I-70 to Illinois Route 4, south along Route 4 to Illinois Route 161, west along Illinois 161 to Illinois Route 158, south and west along Route 158 to Illinois Route 159, and south along Route 159. Now, the big question is the bottom of the central zone. If approved, the zone will be down to Illinois Route 3, south along Illinois Route 3 to St. Leo's Road, south along St. Leo's Road to Modoc Road, west along Modoc Road to Modoc Ferry Road, southwest along Modoc Ferry Road to Levy Road, southeast along Levy Road to County Road 12, which is the Modoc Ferry entrance road, south along County Road 12 to the Modoc Ferry route, and southwest on Modoc Ferry route along the Mississippi River to the Mississippi River border. The south zone will be that portion of the state and south and east of a line extending west from the Indiana border to Interstate 70, south along U.S. Highway 45 to Illinois Route 13, and then west along Route 13 to Route 127, south along Route 127 to State Forest Road, and west along State Forest Road to Route 3, north along Route 3 to the south bank of the Muddy River, Big Muddy River, and west along the south bank of the Big Muddy River to the Mississippi River, west across the Mississippi River to the Missouri border. The new south central zone will be the remainder of the state between the south border of the central zone and the north border of the south zone. So there's the big question. Will they give us this fourth zone? If not, we're probably going to have to go right back to first base and start negotiating for a new set of seasons. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
Okay, we're back, and as we mentioned, fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes is looking very good despite the warm temperatures and high water. In fact, at Lake Shelbyville, with all the hot weather recently, the white bass action has simply exploded at this lake. About midday, these white bass are busting on the windswept banks in the deep water. That's feeding on the surface on large schools of shad. You'll often find these fish busting in the 25 to 30 feet of water. The anglers just need to have shad present, no matter what depth they're fishing. Just watch closely. You often see gulls or even blue herons diving right in the middle of these busting white bass, and this is something you can see for nearly a mile. Boat traffic or wind doesn't seem to matter, so just motor around midday and start looking for these huge shad bust. Now, interestingly, the crappie bite is also on fire as well. Hair jigs are taking good numbers of crappie. You must tip with a minnow, though. The plain jigs aren't doing nearly as well. Crappie seem to be about 14-18 feet down, or in water 14-18 feet deep along trees on the main lake and river channel banks. And the catfish bite, it too is going quite well. Plenty of catfish coming in there. The walleye bite has tapered off. They're catching a few fish during the early morning and evening hours, then they almost seem to disappear. But the walleye bite would be rated fair at best right now. At Carlisle Lake, we still have plenty of water here. Much of the lake is flooded, and some of the ramps are not even open yet, but you can use most all the high water ramps. And in the lake, catfish are rated very good. They're being caught on night crawlers, cheese baits, leeches with pull and line. Trout liners are using leeches and cut bait. And drift fishermen are drifting with shrimp and finding success. The crappie bite, it's actually fair, oddly, for this time of year. Some nice crappie are being caught on minnows and tube jigs. And the white bass bite is starting to turn on. Crankbaits or slab spoons fished over the humps are producing some very nice catches. Minnows in a floating light are doing well at night around the trestles. In the tailwaters, the white bass bite remains very good at times, and then it just seems to shut off. It's just a spotty thing. They continue to do quite good on inline spinners, tube jigs, and curly tails, and they're catching quite a few hybrids this month. And the catfish bite is also good in the river with cut shad, night crawlers, or the live baits of choice, with commercial baits also working quite well. And the crappie is still rated good in the river. A lot of small crappie coming in, however. Tube jigs and minnows reportedly producing most of these fish, and the sauger bite remains very good. Anglers are drift fishing downstream with curly tail jigs tipped with a minnow or night crawler, and some anglers are also trolling crankbaits and finding good success. At Wren Lake, there's more good fishing. The crappie bite remains good, particularly in the deeper water and along stake beds and brush piles, anywhere from 6 to 12 feet of water. They're also being caught on the Sailboat Harbor 154 Bridge and the Gun Creek 154 Bridge. Minnows and jigs are working about equally well, and the catfish bite is rated excellent. They've moved into shallow water and are being caught on a variety of live and commercial catfish baits. Anglers are tightlining from boats from the shoreline. Trout liners are also finding good success. And the bass bite is really becoming a summer thing now. It's one of Wren's good things is their summer bass bite, and that's going quite well now. They're catching good numbers of these fish along the main lake points in 4 to 6 feet of water. And also they're using all types of topwater lures to find these fish, as well as plastic worms and jig and pork combinations. Also, don't be afraid to use buzz baits or even walking style baits. The bass are really keying in on the tail end of the shad spawn, and wind can be an important factor on how the fish are positioning in a given area. So there's lots of things going on. There's still a shallow bite, but as every angler needs to know, you got to cover a lot of water to find these shallow water fish. Pitching soft plastics in and around bushes and cover are producing some fairly good catches. So we do have some great fishing at our core lakes, local lakes too, looking pretty good. So plenty of good fishing to be found. We're just going to have to wait and see regarding the duck seasons. That should be announced a bit more firmly at the end of the month. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.